The following audio is via a Skype call.
Thank you, Eric Kramer. Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Together, we are Mance and Mitchell in your ears for the hour. If our luck holds up, of course, if the technology supports and all of that depends on bad boy Benny Mathers at the board. How are you today, Benny?
Doing very well. Good day, my fellow Floridians.
Fellow Floridian.
I like that.
All right.
He heard that we still have the futon if he wants to come down for a week. It's that or sleep on the couch.
Isn't that the same?
Pretty much. Well, we have a couch, too. A nice leather one that Suzanne picked out of the lovely store here in Sarasota, Florida. How is the weather? How are things going out in Puget Sound?
Good, great. Partly sunny skies currently. The temperatures are on the rise. Nothing more to report. It's kind of a nice Friday.
Hey, very good. Yeah. We like nice Fridays. Yeah. We're part of that nice Friday vibe.
Mm-hmm. We want to jumpstart a nice weekend.
We are triangulating between Seattle, Sarasota, and Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Where today on the phone from her Lakeside Redoubt, the home of Jody LaVon, she who as a youngster not all that long ago used to go to a club downtown and watch a young up-and-coming performer named Prince. Interesting guy. Seemed to be able to do a lot. And she went on to do a lot, and Prince went on to do a lot, and we have made a friendship, an enduring one, I'm happy to say, with Jody LaVon, who is known far and wide as the happy medium.
Why don't you give her mad props today, Gary?
I'm just mad enough to do it, and then we'll bring her on, and we will have some fun. Now, I want to tell all you youngsters that we're going to have Jody taking some calls for spirit messages on our show, and we'll be delighted to do that through her good graces. That's always a wonderful thing because Jody is among the very best. When we give out the numbers, not prior to, please, but when we give out the numbers, you can call in and we will do our best to get you up close and personal with an internationally renowned psychic medium, Jody LaVon. Two numbers you can call. Suzanne will give them out. We're looking toward the second half hour of the show. And if we're going to have a conversation, we better get to it, starting with the mad props, as earlier indicated. The happy medium and an intuitive coach, Jody LaVon, has been described as vivacious, practical, and positive. For more than 30 years, she has used her psychic skills professionally. An intuitive coach for the business sector, she is a highly acclaimed keynote speaker, offers wonderful readings for individuals, and leads workshops and classes on developing psychic intuition. Jody is a favorite guest on local television in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, the resident psychic, in fact, on KSTP-TV's Twin Cities Live. The happy medium, Awakening to Your Natural Intuition, received a number of accolades. That's one of two books that Jody has published. Publishers Weekly called The Awakening to Your Natural Intuition a solid and measured discussion that may give skeptics a reason to reconsider. Extraordinary stuff. Of course, I came to know because of the publisher, this is years ago, that there was this lady, Jody LaVon, excellent medium, wrote a book. And some of it's semi-autobiographical, really. The Happy Medium, Awakening to Your Natural Intuition, is a wonderful bestseller. It's considered a classic in the field. And out there in the field in Minnesota, a classic, Jody LaVon, joins us today. Jody, my dear, so great to have you back. How many times now, Suzanne?
19.
Her 19th visit to Mance and Mitchell. All right.
I love that. Thank you for having me back. 19. That's as old as my oldest son.
Oh my gosh! And we've been on air 11 years, so these are good numbers to have.
Very good numbers. Thank you for having me back. I've been looking forward to it.
A delight as always. And right off the top, Jody, what I'd love to know is because you've been at this a while, how is it going these days? Are you noticing any changes in your practice or in the types of problems, though I assume some are perennial, with the people who get on that television show where you're a star? You can't even go to a supermarket or Mall of the Americas and not be besieged by people who want to know if Uncle Fred and Aunt Harriet are around. You have to have your own boundaries. You're very, very popular. How is the experience for you today in 2018?
You know, it's interesting because there are so many different shifts going on in our planet. It's absolutely as wonderful as it's ever been, and it might even be more so because people are becoming more aware of energy in general. They might call it their mood. they might call it something social, but it is really their vibration, their mood in general, and they just smile at me. And people aren't as intrusive as they were because they're more aware of wanting their energy to shift up, going in the direction of things that feel good. And that is a joy, a huge joy, that people are starting to recognize, I should do things that make me feel good. I should do these positive things that make my heart leap and my joy go higher. So in that way, it's really good. People do ask me. The readings are deeper, I would say. The readings, I do private readings, and I think on some level they're a bit deeper because people are contemplating more than what happened to them when they were five. And what happened to them when they were five is very important. But they're realizing, how now does that have an interplay with what's happening right now in my world? So I think overall people are more advanced than they used to be.
Do you think that people are more in touch with their five-year-old self and have a sense of where it is they want to go or what it is that makes them happy? Because one of the things that I have that has kind of disturbed me even more so in recent years is the influence of media, such that if, you know, when you turn on the TV, you are just bombarded with all of the marketing, all of the messaging, and it's hard to separate yourself from what it is that our culture is all about. And I've been reading a little bit more about the simple life and people who don't have televisions, and I'm saying, do you sense that this energy is maybe turning away from marketing and television and turning toward, you know, who was I as a young child and what would make me happy today? Do you make a connection like that at all?
So I feel like it's a good question. I feel like people are turning more toward things that are simple. I don't feel like they're necessarily turning away from Netflix, television. I feel like they're turning away from feeling bombarded. So you're conscious, Suzanne, when you turn the television on to watch a show, that maybe some of the commercials are bombarding you with wanting some cream or wanting something. That protects you from being completely overwhelmed, your consciousness that that's happening. When you lose that, when you start staring off into space, when you're doing anything, you're gone. You're just pulling things into you without even being having an understanding of what it is. So it's important that people are consciously watching television, that they're consciously watching and listening to the things that they are doing. And yes, I feel like people are not just wanting to be in touch with the child within them, but actually falling in love with the spirit within them that has no age. That they're starting to feel that connection with that higher power and what joy that can bring. And maybe that means less. Maybe that means not social media 10 hours a day. Maybe that means checking it, you know, a couple hours a day and getting, you know, connected to the earth.
I like that, connecting to the earth. I forgot what I was going to say, but it's okay.
Well, I'll jump in because as I hear Jody talk, I'm reminded of how much time we watch commercials, how much time is consumed out of
every
day. That's
what I was going to say. The mute button on our remote is...
gets a workout.
Well, it gets a workout, and you can't even read mute anymore because we mute as many commercials as we possibly can, especially those for Big Pharma.
That's just it. The pharmaceutical industry, Jody, is so vast now that I fear that we are creating a society that more or less is a knee-jerk reaction, assumes that, A, there's something somatically wrong with us, and just as they used to say, there's an app for that, there's a pill for that.
Yeah.
And watch out for these side effects. It could be anything from acne to the uncontrollable urge to take your own life. But nevertheless, contact your doctor and buy this pill. And when we do that sort of thing, you talk about a sick society. I mean, that becomes sort of the metaphor that could become literal with a lot of folks.
Yes, but the reason people, I agree, and the reason people are doing that is because they are reaching for a better feeling. They want to feel better, whether they're ill, emotionally, physically, they've got a migraine, there's a larger illness at hand. I think there is absolutely a place for some pharmaceuticals, but when people want to reach, when they want to feel better, that maybe isn't the only place to go. Maybe that place to go is to do a little emotional work on themselves, and that they clear away the garbage that they're carrying emotionally, and I always say they lose emotional weight when they do it, and they can feel better, because I remember at a certain point, you know, I do this thing where I love wine, and I love it, so I stop drinking it. And I stopped drinking it for a long period of time. And the first day, I'm like, huh, or it's been a week since I've had a glass of wine. It's like, huh, that's kind of weird. And then I just start to really get into diving into that higher place inside of me. And that gets me high. And I walk around with that all day. And a cop can't pull me over and say I shouldn't be doing that because I'm driving really well and I'm feeling really good, and yet I'm still high. So we can get a natural high. People are addicted to taking a pill and thinking it's going to fix it. That's not what fixes it. What fixes it is actually knowing who you are, knowing how you feel, and getting out into the world and with people and touching the earth. I know I keep saying that. It just keeps coming up as I'm talking. That, to me, is the biggest remedy. It's just go be amongst the flock and put your feet in the grass.
You know, when you're talking about simplifying your life, I periodically will read some book on decluttering because this has just been a lifelong challenge for me. There are memories attached to everything that you own, and in some cases, you want to keep the memory. The article itself may be of no use. It may be an article of clothing that doesn't fit. It could be a book you've read enough and you don't want to read it again. It could be any number of things. And yet, you know, we keep all this stuff, and I think it makes us heavier and heavier and heavier. So when you're talking about simplifying, it's releasing a lot of emotional clutter. But, you know, I think that's also representative in how many things we hoard that we don't really need as well. And I think you can release two kinds of clutter at the same time, both your mental, emotional, and your physical, by just cleaning out a closet or a drawer.
Oh, no question. You know, my mom died in January, and we cleaned out her condominium, and she was a keeper of things. And some of those things, I mean, I threw away my baby blanket because it didn't smell good anymore, and I thought, I can remember the feeling, but I don't have to have it in my home, and I'm a keeper of things too. So I agree with you. When you declutter, you're decluttering on many different levels. But again, we sometimes keep things, like you said, because we like the feeling of what it reminded us of. But if we remember that we always have it the moment we think about it, we don't need as much stuff, either emotionally enough stuff or physically.
I really like that approach to simplicity. Because when you clutter your life, you clutter your mind. I've tried it. Thoreau talked about simplify. Yes, he must have really meant it because he said it twice. When I have done that, I have found myself able to let go of old issues, old grudges, pipe dreams that really didn't serve me and probably never would have anyway. And I get the stuff out of my way physically so that things are clean and clear in a way clearly distinguishable from the way I was living my life and feeling miserable. Not that long ago, I can remember doing that. And when I was living in Seattle for a couple of decades, I was challenged by busyness and multitasking, and I had to make a conscious personal decision to slow down in order not only to smell the roses and the coffee, but just to be aware of who I was moment to moment.
It's a lovely way. Isn't it quiet inside when you do that?
Yes.
That's what I feel like. It's quiet inside. There's those voices inside of my head, and I'm not just talking about dead people. I mean those voices that say, you know, Jody, you need to cook more food for your kids, or you look at your closet, or any of those messages, they're just gone.
Well, and then I think when you actually go and stand out in the grass the way you are recommending, then you're open for the healing. You're open for the earth to come through the soles of your feet and into your soul to heal up anything that needs healing, because you are connected with something that's actually important instead of all this stuff that we find is not really that important, but we think we need it all for our security.
Mm-hmm. And we don't. That's what's so beautiful about letting go, you know? And then your intuition gets even louder. When you're in that space, don't you find the insights, the clarity, all this stuff just starts to more naturally come into you, and you just make decisions that are better for everybody and that make you happy. Happiness and intuition go together.
They absolutely do. And then there is that quirky aspect, and I guess I'm never going to overcome it. I've just learned to accept it. It's not a bad thing. It proves inconvenient when I will have a very strong intuition about some issue or some person, and I tell people about it. Well, how do you know that? You can't prove that. And they're right. I can't prove it. I just know it. And then time will tell. Whatever it is that I felt was going to happen comes true, sometimes startlingly accurate, this intuition of mine, and sometimes it approximated, but very recognizably. And I just say, you know, there are things that people can know without knowing how we know. We just know. And then if you stay out of trouble and you manage to make a wise decision based on your intuition, the reward is you have a happier life. You do stay out of trouble, and other people scratch their heads and say, I don't know how you knew that, but it turned out to be true.
Well, and that's their learning process. You know, that's what's so interesting. I love that, Gary. And what it's their learning process. So I may know something about somebody. I may feel an energy around somebody and feel like, okay, at this time, this is not a person that I want to be around. I just feel a stirring up of things. But over here, I want to be around this. And other people might not see it, might not recognize it. And I used to stomp my feet and say, you have to listen to me. And I stopped because that's their process. I'm just taking care of myself and my family. And so I love that you can see if people don't hear it, that's fine. You can say it. It's fine. But you don't have to spend energy trying to convince them, which sounds like you don't spend energy trying to convince them, because that's part of their learning process. And when I, as a medium, when I pick things up around people, which I do often as hard as I try not to, you know, at the store, driving down the highway, at a party, I try to stay in my own boundaries. That's my business to stay in my boundaries. Whatever somebody is going through, that's their business. That's their learning process. And it isn't up to any one of us to fix it unless they ask. And even then, we have to ask ourselves if it's for us to do.
Suzanne, you're listening, you're taking this in. I was opening a space for you to comment. She's so absorbed in what you're saying, she's nodding like, yes, indeed.
Yes,
When in doubt, all you have to say, I've found over the years, when in doubt, just say, indeed. It sounds profound.
Word. It does, especially in a deep, basso profundo voice.
Hey, giving me the Italian stuff. You're turning me on here. She's got Italian roots, Jody LeBlanc.
Hey, you too. Keep it clean.
One of the, I think maybe it was as far back as the Middle Ages, maybe the Enlightenment. Jody, did you not have a very famous rabbi in the family over in Italy?
Yes, I do have a very famous, now dead, rabbi in Italy who helped with the pieces of the Kabbalah. I mean, he was amazing. And now I can't remember his name because I'm on the spot, and it's this long, amazing name. But he's in between, like, Florence. He's closer to Venice. He's closer to Venice where he's buried. And people still go to his grave to pray, which is so interesting. I'll remember it. I'll remember it during the show, and I'll just blurt it out.
Oh, I just love that. I think that is fantastic. Jody, we're going to be giving the numbers out shortly, and bless you for being willing to give people spirit messages. You are renowned far and wide for your mediumship. I'm still working. I'm coming up with the mental equivalent, the idea of having you and your wonderful husband, Jason, come down here. We can hook you up. Suzanne and I belong to a church where mediumship is both practiced and taught, and what a star you would be on our platform. So maybe that will happen someday. But in the meantime, we have some folks who will want to be in touch with loved ones via you. You are the glorious telephone that brings them through from the other side. When people get on the air with you, I wanted to ask this, to just sort of tease this along before we go to break. When people get on the air with you, are they selected in advance? Is it raise your hand and maybe you choose someone? Because this is live TV, or at least it's taped before a live audience. And then people get on and you reveal things to them, and some of that shows up on YouTube and people are astounded at your accuracy.
Ah, you're so sweet. So before the show, I go in with my producer and I talk to the audience and explain a little bit, this is before we're on air, how the process works to have a reading on air. And I say, you know, you've got to be willing to own your stuff and not be afraid of a camera, because I did have somebody almost throw up once because they were afraid of a camera. So I kind of put that in there. I know nothing about the people I'm reading except for their first name. and then we go on air. So I pick them. Most of the time it's me picking them, but I never ask them anything about themselves except for their name and actually where they're from, because we say that on air. And then I go, and it's so fun. But divinely, I think the universe picks them, because there have been some amazing things. In fact, every single time there's amazing things that come through. And then everybody who's listening or watching, either live, because most of them are live, or just watching at home, that whatever that person is learning, whatever is being said to them on air, is for those people at home too. And I find that when I do a speaking engagement, if there's 200 people and I'm only able to read 15 or 20 in a couple of hours, the questions that are asked or the things that come up are relevant for everyone who is listening. And that is true for this show as well. So we're going to pick people to read, people that call in. Probably not every single person will get one, but maybe. But there are people listening that there's a relevance to the question and answer, even though they didn't ask it. That is how cool the universe works. And remember when I said I was going to blurt something out? Katzen Ellenbogen. That's my relative. Katzen Ellenbogen is his name, Rabbi Katzen Ellenbogen.
I love that. Probably there's something on Wikipedia. Certainly I could Google the name, and there would be a lot of interesting information.
I actually don't know. My cousin, Sandy, did a ton of research and hired somebody to do a bunch of research in Italy as well to find out about him, because she'd heard about this. And I think it's fascinating, too, just that that's in my blood.
I love it, and we love having you on every time. 19th visit for Jody Levon. She is making her mediumistic services available to you, and we're delighted to be sort of the midwife to this medium who is a midwife to spirit and bringing forth something that you might need to know. Get up close and personal with Jody Levon. There are a couple of numbers you can use for that purpose.
The first from anywhere is area code 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. If you're in the Puget Sound area, you can call toll free at 1-888-298-5569.
And Benny will have busy fingers trying to get you in queue. Thank you, Benny, for your help with that. Again, 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. We'll try to get you on the line with Jody Levon, our honored guest of this Friday. We are Manson Mitchell. Let us take a couple of minutes, and then we will be right back. More of Manson Mitchell, more of Jody Levon, and your calls right here on Seattle's home of Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, my name is Marie Manucci. I'm an energy intuitive author and host of Where Energy and Medicine Meet. During the show, I answer callers' questions, intuitively, of course, and provide invaluable guidance. I also interview others who I believe are on the leading edge of thought. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 1150 a.m. in Seattle, or live wherever you are at energyintuitive.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious, and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
We're calling it the 19th nervous breakdown, and that's not at all what it is when Jody is on for her 19th visit on Manson Mitchell.
That was your idea. Clever girl.
Clever. Yes, and we are happy to have her. And Jody is taking calls today for spirit messages. The lines are full. And if you're ready, Jody, we will find out who's first.
Absolutely.
All right. Benny, who do we have first on the phone? Benny.
I think what he's going to do.
You have another question?
I think I'd better. I think he's going to put some names up there for us after he cleans off some writing he was doing.
Okay.
That's what we call a technicality here in the radio biz. I am delighted. You know what I wanted to know, Jody? Well, many things, but one of them is that are you still in the practice of maintaining those boundaries so that when you go out among crowds of people, you're really getting it from two sides because people recognize you, which is wonderful, and they want to know if you can do something for them. Do you have a message for them? But then on the other side, I can well imagine that there are souls who see someone they dearly love and want to communicate with, and there's Jody Levon. She'll know how to do it. It seems to me that you have to be a bit of a traffic cop.
You do, and you have to learn to say no in lots of different languages because Spirit will actually move you into a different store or get you to go somewhere so their person will be in front of you. So I tend to not read people that come up and ask me unless I'm at an event, my events. But I have definitely, especially with the 35W bridge when it collapsed, there was somebody who came through someone else to say, you have to talk to my wife. You have to talk to my wife. This is really big. There's a big anniversary, and took a lot. But lo and behold, somebody through connections, their husband had died in the 35W bridge collapse, and the anniversary that he kept telling me and the things like that was a birthday and a wedding anniversary. But he kept telling me about his kids, and he kept saying they had bad breath, and they were dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought they were like children, but they were puppy children.
That's what I'm talking about. Benny has some folks up there on the screen. Suzanne, let's proceed. We want to get these people online with Jody.
We have Renee calling from Seattle. Renee, say hello to Jody Levon.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Renee. Do you have a question for me?
I do. My father is dying, and he has had some visual, some might be drug-related, but I'm wondering he's being visited right now by the other side.
So the first thing that I get when you mention your dad is a very big heaviness in my tummy, in my gut.
Uh-huh.
So either things are settling in his stomach or the illness, there's something going on with his stomach most definitely.
Okay.
And I don't know if things are draining down into it because I feel like there's like a pooling but not a releasing. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does, yeah.
Okay. And first of all, I have to say your dad, whether he's acting this way or not, but he's in good spirits. So enough has gone on that he's starting to make the shift that he does know he's dying and that on a higher level he's making connections. He absolutely is connecting with those on the other side. When you see him, is he conscious? Does he talk or is he completely unconscious right now? He's talking,
no,
isn't he?
He talks. Yes.
Yeah. So when you see him, smile for nothing, like a baby does,
uh-huh.
And I don't mean gas. I mean when you see him smile, when he goes off and like acts like he's listening to something, those are his relatives asking him to get ready. They're saying, get ready, get ready. They're coaxing him over to the other side. They're talking about a party they're going to give him. They're doing all sorts of things. You might feel the presence of somebody that's crossed over sooner, if your mom's crossed over sooner, or if there's a female energy actually helping him, a younger female energy that's actually helping your dad pull him on over. But what your job is to tell him, and I'm sure you're doing this, that it's okay.
Yes.
And you can say, Dad, are you feeling the presence of, and then just pick whoever comes into your mind. Because that's what I experienced when my Auntie Idie was dying, is that all these relatives that I hadn't talked to, I had briefly, but really hadn't felt so strongly in years because they've been dead for 30 years, they come into the room, and at one point I felt like my Uncle Bill was in the room, and I turned to my sister and I mouthed, I think, Uncle Bill, and 5 minutes later my Auntie Idie said, Bill!
Aww.
So it's really, I mean, it's wonderful. You help him, you make him know that there's a party over there. He's absolutely getting that help. Who's the woman?
Well, like really young or?
Well, it's all relative, honey.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. Well, she could be in her 50s, you know.
He has two sisters that died in their 70s that are over there now.
Did he have one that had darker hair?
Yes.
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
And she's leaning over him, and she really liked her hair. She liked her hair just so.
Oh.
And she's leaning over him, and I do feel like there's a bit of a religious tinge to her. So she either had a big spiritual values or some religious values or was in love with the earth. They all kind of line up together.
Okay.
But she's absolutely, he trusts her, and that's why she's the one talking to him.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
Renee,
much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And that's what we call the evidential.
Right. Right.
Very good. We have somebody waiting. Who's next?
We have Melissa calling from Kirkland. Melissa, say hello to Jody Levon.
Hi, Jody. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Jody, do you have a question for me?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like in a weird place in terms of my life is like on a pause, and I'm wondering if there's any information you can tap into.
Okay, so your life is, you feel like your life is on pause. I feel like you're getting bombarded with information. I feel like your dreams are busy. You get these hunches. People are kind of nonchalantly saying things to you. You'll overhear things in conversation with people you don't know. You'll just be somewhere on a bus or even an elevator. I feel like it's you feel like you want to pause or that you're on pause because you don't know what to do with the information, but there is information. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. I have to give it some thought.
Okay, so here's, I'm going to suggest something to you. You're sort of frozen, and you're sort of frozen, and but you're not so frozen that you didn't make this call, and you're not so frozen that you're not reaching out and listening to Manson Mental because you're smart, and you know that's going to help warm you up. The answers are in front of you. The reason that you feel like you're paused is because you're petrified to make the wrong decision. Do you understand that?
Huh.
Yeah. You're petrified, and little things are coming, but you're not looking at them because you're expecting something giant. You know, sometimes when people's loved one, when somebody crosses over, then they're looking for a sign from the other side, and they're thinking it's going to be a sign like a note or the telephone's going to ring the message from them. And once in a while, you might get that, but usually it's something like pennies, or it's like somebody mentioning your dad's name to you all the time, or it's you finding, you walk into a room at a party and they're playing your dad's favorite song. Those are very subtle messages. So you're not keying into the subtle messages, but they're there. If you were at a dead stop, haha, pardon my pun, and there was no information, I wouldn't be flooded like this. So if nothing else, I'm seeing the different directions. You're just afraid to make the wrong decision. And so there's anxiety behind it. And that's why you feel like you're at a pause. So just say to yourself, this is where I'm at right now, and it's all right, and I'm just going to sit back and listen. Act like it's a television show that you're watching, and watch as the universe brings you different answers. Wake up in the morning and say to yourself, I would really like to know what direction I should go for a job. Maybe I can get I want some messages about a job. And a girlfriend calls you and tells you she just got a new job, and she describes it. And then your best friend from high school sends you an email and tells you she just got a new job, and it's similar. That's where you're supposed to take that direction and go explore it yourself. But you're so busy looking for big messages, you're not noticing the little messages that are coming to you.
Well, that makes sense.
Can I jump in with something, Jody?
Of course.
There was a time in my life where I was undecided, trying to figure out what I was going to do, needing some direction. And I had something presented to me that I was very unsure about. Oh, I don't know. I would have to, you know, move to Colorado. I don't know if I want to do that. It's so far away from Chicago where I live. And some wise person said to me, go ahead and take the job because you can always come back. You can come back when you arrive there and you say, oh, I don't like this place. And you can turn right around and come back. You could stay a week, you could stay a month, you could stay 6 months, you could stay a year, and any time that you want to come back, you can do that. But I was so stuck that I didn't move in any direction. And so she said, do something, and if it's the wrong thing, you can always come back. I thought
beautiful.
That was pretty good advice.
Beautiful.
Well, and if there's room enough in this pool, let me jump in too. Melissa, you're getting all kinds of love here today. Melissa, what I would say to you, this comes to me intuitively. And remember what I said earlier, I can know things without knowing how or why I know them, but they pop up. And for you, Melissa, there is a message, and I'm not in Jody territory by any stretch, but intuitively what is coming to me for you, Melissa, is do not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Many times we get perfectionistic. I'm well aware of what that's like. And perfectionism can be translated as paralysis. So if you simply allow the good into your life, welcome it as you would a long lost friend, you will find good solutions, good opportunities coming your way, even if none of them looks like a perfect solution to anything.
Fabulous. Huh. And that was beautiful. Just the fact that she got in and that she has this call says that she's got lots of good energy behind her from the other side helping her.
Oh, hooray. Thank you. Very good.
So let that kickstart your weekend for you, Melissa.
There you go. Melissa, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that.
Good call.
Very good. Very good. Should we
Let's get one more in.
One more in, and then we'll take our break. We've got Jackie calling from Sammamish. Jackie, say hello to Jody LaVon.
Hi, Jody. Nice to talk to you.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have two. Well, I have a question. My brother passed back in August, and I just have been kind of thinking about him recently, and I'm wondering if you could tell me anything about him, where he's
at. Okay,
so
you said your brother passed in August? I didn't hear part of that. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I don't, and we didn't even talk about this because I've been on 19 times, and I forgot to mention this. I don't call people from the other side to me.
Okay.
If they're around you, I can pick up on them, and there is stuff floating around you, but at the same time, your guides are telling me to tell you some other things.
Okay.
If you're thinking about your brother, so let's say you're going through your day and you're grocery shopping, you're working, and your brother keeps popping into your mind out of the blue. He's saying hi to you.
Okay.
And I feel like you, excuse me, I feel like you know that on some level, but you think to yourself, oh, that's too easy. Does that make sense? No,
mm-hmm.
It can't be.
Yeah.
It's too easy. But that's how easy it really is. It's different than making it up in your mind and bringing it to you. If somebody pops into your mind, it often, they don't even have to be on the other side. They can be here. I get a sense that you're worried about your brother, that you have a worry for him. And my sense is there's this feels like younger brother energy. So either your brother, if this is your brother, he was younger than you, or you just have a very big sense of protection around him. That
yes.
There's a person that's very much trying to say to you, listen, I'm fine. I can breathe now. I have the perfect weight now. I can have food now. I'm good. It's all good. Don't worry about me. Don't waste your energy. I'm having fun.
Yeah, I don't really worry about him per se. I think about him from time to time.
So when you say that, do you wonder where he is? Do you wonder how he is?
I know where he's at. I mean, I understand that. I think what I think is none of us got to say goodbye to him. So I just want him to know that, you know, we do miss him. I guess. That's
so if you know where he is, then you know he can hear that. And your guides just reiterated, this is super funny. So I'm listening to you, I'm listening to your brother, and I'm listening to your guides. And your guide just said to me, she is worried about him. She might not understand what that means for her, and what worry might not be the word for you, but that's the energy I'm getting around it. That he's fine, and he's not upset that you weren't with him. He's private anyway. He's having fun. And he's actually with two other people on the other side. What was around his hair? I'm not sure why they keep showing me kind of wavy hair. So I get things in pictures, and I have to interpret what it means. Is he your younger brother?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's why. See, my younger brother has curly hair. And I kept asking for some specifics so you could leave this conversation having something solid to hold on to. And that's what they flashed me as the curly hair and said he's younger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And
yes.
He's fine, and he can see you, and he knows that he wants to see you have joy. He wants to see you without any guilt. He says you feel guilty sometimes for having joy, like you think you should be doing something you know, to take care of something, something meaningful that you can see the end of it. But feeling joy is the most meaningful thing there is. And you have delightful energy, by the way, and you love people really big. And everybody that you talk to, wherever you are, can feel that.
Oh, thank you. I think, I hope so. I try.
You do. I mean, I can feel it. Everybody listening to this can feel it. It's wonderful.
Oh. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
To you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jackie. Appreciate your calling. Very good. Now we will go ahead and take our break. We have Jody Levon as a very special 19th time guest. If you are holding and waiting to talk to Jody, please hold. We will get to you after this break, which will be very short. And thank you for listening to Manson Mitchell on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to mansonmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Manson Mitchell Show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is manceandmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m. or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
Isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Washington. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Rob!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Jody Levon, the happy medium, one of America's favorites. Keep your phone handy as she will take calls in the second half hour.
On Saturday, Matt Kahn shares his philosophical perspective that everything is here to help you shift into your soul's true potential.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007. We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Manson Mitchell.
I feel like an iced tea.
Yeah, Orinoco Flow kind of a tea.
It used to be the jingle for that commercial where you make that stuff where it all settles to the bottom. And,
yeah,
well,
right.
Never mind.
Okay, so Jody, please tell our listeners how it is they can connect with you, where they can get your books. Anything that you would like to talk about, your website, your appearances, Twitter, Facebook, anything.
Oh, I love
this
that.
This is your time.
I love that. Okay, Twitter. I'm Jody Levon, and I love tweeting. I'm really, really active, and I read every single one myself. So please follow me on Twitter. And for Facebook, I'm Jody Levon, and also the Happy Medium. I love that as well. My website is theintuitivecoach.com. You can also just plug in Jody Levon, because it'll come up for that, or Jody Levon, the Happy Medium. It'll bring you right to my website. And I have a gig coming up on the 29th. I'm going to be on television on KSTP's Twin Cities Live. It's ABC TV. And they do live stream. And also I post on social media. I will post the segment. And you can also find me on YouTube. Just type in YouTube, Jody Levon. And I have a lot downloaded on YouTube. But my next gig is a television gig, and I've got live things that I'm doing here in the Twin Cities. So if you go to my website, I have a ton of information about that. Right now I'm super into Twitter, though I would love to see more followers or tweeters or whatever it is. I'm into it, but I still don't understand everything about it.
Okay.
I was going to make some joke about call Donald Trump. He could tell you all about Twitter.
Yeah, no, thank you.
The Tweetmeister himself.
We have some patient people who have been waiting, and let's get to both of those before the end of our hour. The next person who's been holding is Barb from Seattle. Barb, please say hello to Jody Levon, and do you have a question for her?
Hi, Jody. And
hi.
Yes, I do. I just want to know if I should be concentrating more on my spiritual teaching or more on healing.
Healing. More on healing, and here's why. Your spiritual teachings will just naturally happen as you work toward healing. I feel like healing comes more naturally to you. The thing about spiritual teachings is, I mean, it's so huge. There are so many different levels of it. You have to find one that you like to chew on, that you like to be around, and that isn't so complicated. When I wrote my first Happy Medium book, I had to actually look up what all the clairs were because I knew they had to do with seeing things, feeling things, hearing things, smelling things, and tasting things because I have been a clairvoyant my whole life. But I didn't know what the technical names were. So I made them up. I've been calling them Claire for years. And then when I wrote the book, I had to be more technical. The reason I'm telling you this is, number one, your guides flashed that on me, so I knew I was supposed to, is that's where sometimes you get a little bit stuck, if you could say stuck or bored, really, because the quagmire is all of the definitions. The big thing is what it really means to you. Because it doesn't matter what the name is. It matters how it feels. And you are a natural healer. So everything you say is spiritual teaching.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And you are a healer. You heal with your words. But I actually feel like in a past life, you worked with tinctures. Like you made things that people drank. So mm-hmm. And your hands have healing in them, too. But in this life, I feel a lot around your words and what you say to heal people.
Yeah, that's why I think I was leaning more towards teaching, because that's what... that seems to be much more what I like to do as opposed to hands-on.
So when you are talking about healing, that's teaching.
Okay.
So when somebody comes in or people come in and you're doing a healing, whether you're touching them or just talking to them, that's a healing.
Okay.
Versus saying I'm going to do a class because your guides are showing me that your way in is through healing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's a very subtle distinction, but I do like that. That sounds very good as far as coaching goes. So thank you for that, Jody.
Yeah, thank you.
We have one other person waiting. It looks like we're going to get to everybody who called in this half hour, and that is Joanne from Maple Valley. Joanne, say hello to Jody Levon. Do you have a question for her?
Hi, Jody.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Not really, other than I'm in kind of a limbo type thing, and I've been doing a lot of sewing, trying to downsize and get rid of fabric and stuff, and I'm just kind of, like I say, spiritually, I don't know where to go. When I did go to the grocery store today, and when I go by anybody, I automatically say I love you to them mentally, so I figure that's doing some good.
Okay, so I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to tell you something. And this actually, the last caller, this kind of goes for her too, but it's bigger right now for Joanne. So one of the things that happens for you, hon, is that you are you're delightful, and you pick up on people's energy very easily. And when you give something out, people can hear it, but you carry the old energy with you. And it's not just the people around you, it's the people who were around you 20 days ago and 20 months ago. It's a really smart thing for all of us that when we come into our house or get into our car, that we mentally say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to release all the energy that doesn't belong with me. And imagine that you're like a puffer fish and it all just pops off of you. You puff up and all the energy that doesn't belong to you, all the thoughts, anything that someone thought at you, leaves you. Because your energy is a little bit weighted down with all of that. As much as you love people, and you do, I can feel that, it's so sweet. Sometimes it's like going into somebody else's house and having the dog hair from their dog on your shoes. And that's not your dog. And so you want to shake that off before you go anywhere else. So doing some exercises to clear your energy would be very helpful. I actually have stuff on my website. If you just go to my blog, it's free. All the stuff I have is free. There I have within my blog, I have a bunch of exercises that you can do that will help release that energy. So the best thing that you can do is just imagine all the things that don't belong to you popping off and imagine it happening. Imagine that you're grounded to the earth, that you're part of the earth, and that there's a big white light around you. Because then you won't feel like you don't know where you're going in direction. Things will be more clear. See, I can already feel it.
I do go out and stand barefoot on the grass.
Oh, you're so smart.
And
you're so smart.
I've also been smudging with sage.
You've been what, hon? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Burning some sage.
Burning sage. That's great. So then you've known how that the energy needs to be cleared. So that helps. That helps a lot. Have you, when you stand in the grass, do you feel, imagine that your energy comes down through your body, a white light comes down through your body and connects through your feet, through your spine, still stays connected there, and also goes to the core of the earth, wraps around it, and comes back up. Because grounding and clearing your space is going to make a very big difference for you. You are a sensitive person, and so you pick up on things unconsciously and consciously more than the average person, although I bet most people listening do this or they wouldn't be drawn to this amazing show. It's really good to get rid of that energy every single day. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. Would that be a problem why my neck bothers me so much?
Yes, because sometimes people are a pain in the neck. You get this? And so what actually is happening is I'm seeing your energy going up through your body, and as I'm looking at you from the back, it's shifting left. So I feel like instead of the clear energy coming up through the top of your head, it's shifting left. So I'm dyslexic, and I might be, and I'm not kidding when I say that, I could have the wrong side, but my right side hurts when I talk to you. The right side of my neck hurts, and I'm feeling like I'm twisting my neck. So that's part of the energy misalignment is part of why that's happening. And, of course, there's muscular things because that locks in. But, yes, you allow other people's energy to turn your head instead of keeping yourself grounded. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Definitely. Thank you, Joanne. That was great. I loved all of our callers today.
Well,
they were
fabulous.
She
talked about sewing and material. And I go, are you the Joanne?
Oh, yeah. Good call. I didn't catch that either, Gary.
Well, we're so happy as always. We've got about a minute to go. Jody, once again, when people want to contact you, and they will,
the website?
How can they get in touch with you? The Twitter, yes. Facebook, do you still have room or are you up to your 5,000-person limit? How about a page on Facebook?
I have a page on Facebook, and it's called The Happy Medium. And I forgot to say, you can get a copy of both of my books, because I have the Happy Medium book series, in bookstores and on Amazon. And I'm super sorry I forgot to say that. You gave me an opportunity, and I didn't do it.
We saved that time just for that.
Yes, my
Life
Happy Medium book series. It's good. It's validating for people who are intuitive, and it's got great stories and great exercises for intuition.
We can't wait until visit number 20. I am putting it out to the universe that your 20th visit will be in person with us here in our home studio so we can get together for a third time. We've had the opportunity to spend quality time face-to-face with you twice before. Can't wait to do that again. And always, always, Jody, lovely lady that you are welcome on Manson Mitchell anytime at all.
Thank you. This was a joy.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jody. And
coming up next
is Christine Upchurch, followed by Susan Harmon, and we'll be back on air tomorrow.
What a great start to your weekend. Stay tuned whenever possible to Seattle's home of alternative talk, AM 1150. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.